You think solar power and solar panels, and what comes to mind? Well, right, the sun. So what are the prospects for solar power in areas that tend to be cloudy, intensely snowy, and very cold, with short days and long nights? Areas like the Upper Peninsula. Sam Eggleston writes for the Upper Peninsula Second Wave, and he joins us now from snowy Marquette. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. So give us an idea. How much snow do you have on the ground right now in Marquette as we speak?
Well, last check, we had 41 inches, but we're expecting 6 more tonight. So
you could be pushing 50 in no time at all. And temperature, what's a typical, you know, especially with this polar vortex going on, typical kind of temperatures?
The polar vortex has not been our friend. The typical temperatures have been below zero. We actually set a record for the most below 0 days in a row. So everybody's on must-run water right now because it's even freezing in the city streets. So we got to keep the water running.
Well, you wrote a piece that asks a very good question. Does solar power work in the Upper Peninsula?
That's right.
Solar panels absorb heat and light from the sun. So can the UP's winter climate support this?
Actually, it can, and quite well. The colder that the temperatures are, the more that the sun is effective on these panels because it forces them the molecules inside to move more, thus creating more energy. The problem for us, though, is how much sunlight we actually get. So there's been a lot of study on ways to make improvements on you know the amount of sun that these panels are getting, the daylight, you know, how we can best take advantage of our short days.
And you took a look at some of the work that the engineers at Michigan Tech are doing to kind of tackle this question. How are they testing this and working this out?
You know, what they're doing, it's actually a real ingenious. They've taken multiple panels and they're aiming them at different angles to see what's giving us the best reflection off the snow and what's keeping snow off the panels in order to allow that sunlight to get in there. And they're finding that, you know, certain degrees in terms of angles are great. You know, 60 degrees, that's excellent for keeping snow off, but we're not getting much sunlight. So it's a two-year program where they're just going to continue to study these effects, see how well the reflection off snow is going to do the same job as direct sunlight. So that's the focus right now on the whole program that they've got going up in Houghton right now. So,
and it strikes me that there has to be interest from all over the world as to what they're doing, because I'm sure folks who are, you know, homes and businesses who are in these climates like the UP are watching and saying, hey, it shouldn't all just be Arizona and Mexico and warm places that can take advantage of solar power.
Exactly. Take, for example, Colorado. You know, they've been really interested in solar power, but in the higher elevations, they get snow like we do. And so, they've been really watching us because there's a lot of push for alternative energy there, and we're seeing a lot more of that in the middle part of our country where the power lines are real far and there's a lot of open land. So, you know, these northern states are really watching these tests that are going on. And there's similar ones in Alaska, but not quite as extensive as happening in Houghton right now. And, you know, hoping to see that, yes, that we can do this, and yes, it does make an actual impact for these businesses, for these, you know, people who want to be off the grid a little bit more. And, so the attention that it's getting is really positive. We're seeing companies from other countries helping out. We're seeing Michigan Tech alumni who've moved on to Texas and they have their own solar power businesses. They're donating items to make sure that all of this gets tested thoroughly and so that everyone can take advantage of it in the near future.
And it sounds like the push is not only to be able to get energy from these solar panels, but also to make it reasonable as far as the cost.
Right. Yeah. You know, one of the nice things about Michigan Tech is the just number of outstanding minds that they have there in terms of engineering students. And so these students are focused really heavily with their projects on trying to find, these panels that can be created from different materials that do the same job in this type of climate, that handle this type of climate just fine, but do it at a reduced cost. And that would really boost interest in the northern climates, especially on the private homeowner or the private business, in terms of putting up this type of device. Where right now maybe they hesitate because they're made to survive in the desert. They're not necessarily made to survive in December in the Upper Peninsula. So,
in the meantime, those of you who are living with your nearly 50 inches of snow are looking at us as we whine over getting 6 inches, and you're probably snickering a little, aren't you?
Well, you know, we kind of laugh a little bit, but at the same time, we feel sorry for you. We know how it is to hit the road when it's not quite plowed right, and we're usually prepared for it. You, not so much.
Sam Eggleston, the managing editor of the Upper Peninsula Second Wave. Good talking with you, Sam. Thanks so much.
Thank you.